In order to understand anxiety, it's worth looking at it and saying, what is the opposite of anxiety? So many people would say the opposite of anxiety is relaxation, is being present, it's being at peace. But all these things are a consequence when we're talking about the opposite of anxiety. The truth is that the opposite of anxiety isn't peace or relaxation. It's trust that everything will be okay. Having trust gives you the ability to let go. In this video, I want to talk about the mindset of recovery. I can explain the mechanics of anxiety, the signs behind it, all day long. But if you don't understand the mindset around it, it becomes very difficult because so much of recovery is realization. It's recognizing what's going on and what you're doing to keep this alive. So let's get it started. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their intense panic attacks, those intense physical symptoms where every time you go to the doctor, they say everything's fine. They don't really have an answer. We help people overcome those. In today's day and age, we are thinkers. We want to understand, and that's okay. It's good to understand and rationalize what's going on and intellectualize what's going on, but I'm not going to be sharing that in this video. If you want to know the mechanics of anxiety, the science behind it, I'll put a link down below to a free ebook, basically showing you how to begin starting your healing journey, really helping you understand what's going on. So the book is free. It's something that would have helped me on the recovery journey, and I hope it helps you. So check it out. But in this video, I'm going to be sharing more of the mindset, which is having the bravery to let go. People on the healing journey in general have a very difficult time letting go. And it feels like no matter what they do, they still experience these symptoms, these sensations. So the natural response is, okay, well, I need to control more. Let me control the variables more so I can see exactly what's causing these symptoms and see what I can do to fix it. The mind is thinking, look, if I can just figure out what's going on, if I can figure out, you know, the puzzle pieces together, then maybe I can do something to make this go away. And so what happens is that anxiety sufferers lose trust. And the way around this is by gaining more control. But here's the problem. This actually doesn't help. And in many other aspects, this would help. This is what's very difficult for people to understand. When it comes to job performance, when it comes to anything else where, you know, there's rational thinking, that kind of logic works really well. And a lot of people are very successful in life because they have that strategy. They have that skill set. But when it comes with anxiety, when it comes to healing, it actually digs a deeper hole. We fall deeper into the cycle. And the truth is that recovery has a lot to do with learning to let go and having the bravery that no matter what happens, you'll figure it out. Look, when it comes to recovery, there's two parts to this. There is a part of recognizing that recovery is in your hands, right? And what I mean by that is, look, you have no control over your symptoms. You have no control over your sensations or how sensitized your nervous system is. However, you do have one thing that's in your control, and this is the thing that gets you out, which is how do you respond in those moments of high anxiety? Your response is 100% your responsibility and within your control. And so recognizing that there is a part of recovery that comes from you, and nobody can help you with that, right? I can give you all the principles. I can give you all the mindsets. I can even, you know, live with you and show you exactly what to do. But if you don't take responsibility over your response, it's not going to work. It never does. But there's also another element. There's another paradigm of recovery. It's also learning to let go. It's also recognizing that whatever happens to you, you have zero control over. So many people are saying, I want to overcome my anxiety. I want to eliminate this fear. But recovery isn't about eliminating the fear. It's about developing the resiliency to that fear. It's about choosing to respond with bravery, with courage when you are experiencing anxiety, when you're experiencing these sensations, when you're experiencing this fear, when you're going into uncertain situations. Even if you were to overcome your symptoms now and you learned all the principles, you're going to have things in life that you're going to have no control over. It happens. I've been recovered for, God, 11, 12 years. There are so many things, even now, that's happening that I just feel I have zero control over. And no matter how much I try to focus and try to fix it, and as much as I'm trying to control it, I can't do anything about it. I just have to do the best I can in the moment, make sure I can do everything within my control, but then learning to let go, and then learning to have trust, and learning to have faith. And I did it so well when it comes to anxiety recovery, right? Because I was able to heal. But the world is still going to challenge you. The world is still going to do these things because there are going to be some things that are not within your control. So this isn't just a skill set for anxiety recovery. This is a skill set for life. This is part of your evolution of learning to be brave, learning to trust, learning to let go, but also recognizing that there are some things that are within your control. And the ability for you to decipher what is in your control and what isn't is the most crucial part. You're experiencing a panic attack in a grocery store you have no control over, but how you choose to respond in that moment is 100% within your control. Did you run out of the grocery store? Did you panic? Did you go in your car? Do you feel like, oh my God, I'm such a loser. I'm never going to get out of this. Why is this always happening to me? Or do you stand in the aisle and you just say, anxiety, do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not leaving. I'm going to continue shopping. It's a very personal thing. I don't really share this quite often. When I was dealing with anxiety, I had a friend. When I was dealing with really bad symptoms, I had gotten better. But I still had these moments where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get out of this. You know, I was doing better. But then when the anxiety would hit me, it would hit me so hard that I would just question. I'm like, am I even making progress? Am I just like gaslighting myself thinking I'm making progress? Because look how hard these symptoms are. And my buddy asked me, and he was like, listen, like, if you could get anything you wanted in this life, like, if you wanted to get anything from this experience, what would you do? And I remember telling him, when I said this, I actually got very teary-eyed in that moment, because I told him, I was like, you know what? I would love to, A, first of all, get out of this. If I just got out of this, this would be such a huge win. And, you know, if I get lucky, I would love to help people in this. And the reason why I got really teary-eyed is because it felt so far out. Forget helping people. I didn't even think that I was going to be able to get better. I just felt like my symptoms were so intense. Even all the books that I read, Claire Weeks, Paul David. And I remember I would get teary-eyed because I felt like that dream felt so far away. That vision was so disconnected from my reality that I would feel sorry for myself, that I felt sad in that moment. Because I'm like, that was such wishful thinking, and where I am right now is so far from that, that it made me sad thinking about it. And all I could just do was just keep going and focusing on what I can control. And now look where I'm at, right? 10 years later, 11 years later, whatever it is, I'm doing exactly what I had wished. In fact, it's not even what I thought I could achieve. I'm achieving even more than I had even dreamed of. Like, you got to understand, when it comes to dreams, dreams are something you can conceptualize. Okay, I want this, so I dream this. But what happens when something is even beyond your conception? And that's what I feel like when I'm helping people. But I had to learn to trust. I had to learn to have faith. And even in that moment, the teary-eyed Sean would say, I don't know if I'm going to get out of this, but what can I do? All I can do is just focus on how I'm responding right now and keep moving forward. And whatever happens will happen, right? And it's been that same philosophy since, you know, that moment. You know, even before that moment, I had that same thought process. But none of this could have happened if I didn't learn to let go. And I can credit myself for putting in the hard work and making these videos and creating the coaching program. That's something I could control, but at a certain point, like, that didn't mean that I was guaranteed that that was going to work. I had to learn to let go and have trust and have faith. And that's why I think part of recovery, so much of it is having trust and having faith. And if you don't feel like you have that, that's okay. This is what develops it, right? It's not a belief structure. It's not, belief structures are this idea that you believe something you haven't experienced. But whenever you put your faith to the test, when you learn to let go and you see what happens, that you see in those moments that actually things do work out, things turn out okay. And that's what really develops your trust. That really is what develops your faith. But you can't develop your faith if you're scared of going into the unknown. You have to go into the unknown. And that first step into the unknown is the scariest, but that's what requires bravery. And it's recognizing that in the healing journey, you need to be brave. You might feel the fear, but you could still respond in courage. So I hope this video helps. I hope it motivates you. I hope it gives you the mindset that you need. If you want to really know the principles of recovery, the mechanics I was mentioning, check out this video right here showing you the 5 steps to overcoming anxiety symptoms for good. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next one.